This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Week's Parsha's Vayeda. We have the last of the 10 Nisyonos Shenisnasa Avraham Avinu. We read in this week's Parsha Vayeda. We have the Akeid at the end, which of course is the last of the 10 Nisyonos, the 10 tests. But in the middle of the parasha, we read the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh. He commands Avraham Avinu, Goresh es ha'oma azois v'es bino. That Avraham Avinu is commanded to send out of his house, Goresh, to send out of his house, Ha'oma Azois, Hagar, his wife, Vez Beno Yishmael. There's an interesting Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar which caught my eye. In Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Perek Lamed, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that the hardest test that Avraham had to go through was this test of Goresh es ha'oma azois v'es bino. From all the tests that Avraham was challenged, the one that was the most difficult was this one, Goresh es ha'oma azois v'es bino. He says, you look at the pasuk, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. It says clearly, Vayera hadovor mi'ed b'ene Avram aloidois b'noi. Perik chafalif, pasuk yud alif, Vayera hadovor mi'ed b'ene Avram. It was hard for him. It was bad in his eyes. Literal translation. It was bad in his eyes. It was difficult for him. Aloidais benai. Says Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, so you see from here, from this pasuk, that this is the one that was the difficult one from all of them. Because nowhere does it say that this pasuk, nowhere does it say by the other tests. Vayera adover me'ay b'yeni Avram. It says it only over here. Why is this the most difficult of tests? I mean, I would say the Akedah that he had to take. Kachno, es bincho, es yidchitcho, asher hafto. With his own hand, he had to go and shecht him, he had to slaughter him. That's a much greater difficult task for a father. Why is it Vayera Adavar that the most difficult one was this one? Goresh es ha'oma azois v'es bino. Tremendous question. When I saw the picture there, but as it caught my eye, the Torah tells us that this test, this is the most difficult one. Only over here it says. Doesn't say but that when he was told to shecht his son, Vayera Adavar. No, the opposite. It says that he Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker, he went excitingly, so to speak. And he went to shecht his son. Even though the truth is the Medrash tells us that while Avraham was doing the Akedah, his eyes were dripping from tears. the tears were flowing. Yet still, we don't find Vayera HaDavar only over here by this test. Why? Now, what is the test of Garesh HaSa'am HaZois V'Ezbena? It's Machloikis Rishainim. The Rishainim argue over there on the Mishnah in Ovis Perikei. Was it two Tzivuyim and two tests? Garesh HaSa'am V'Ezbena. Two. Maybe it was two separate mitzvahs, two separate tests. Garesh HaSa'am was one. V'Ezbena, another test, another command. Or was it one? Many Rishonim say that it was two separate tests. And the Vayera Dovor Me'oid Be'enei Avram was not on sending out Hagar, not sending away Hagar. But it was only Al Oides B'nai that he had to send out Yishmael. Hagar, no. Rabban learns like this. Hagar, okay, Hagar, all right. The difficulty over here was Al Oida's B'nai to send out his son. Why? Why is this the difficult, maybe even more than the Akedah? How do we understand this? Garesh HaSaben is more Nisayan, it's more test than doing the Akedah. I'd like to begin with an Eben Ezra. And the Mitzvah Hashem, as the Shir continues, we're going to speak about Chinuch, the obligation, the challenge, the art of Chinuch, responsibility of a father to a child. And as we talk, we'll learn that this was the test of Garesh, as Om Azoiz Vez Beno, Avram the father, how he deals with the Yishmael. That was the Nisayin, the test. You hear Rabbi Isai, is everyone with me? You hear what we want? We're trying to understand what this test was. And why is this test the test of all tests, the challenge of all challenges? Vayera Dover was difficult to him. Now Rashi learns the Vayera Dover could also mean that he felt bad that his son went off the derech. Shiatzel Latarvis Ra, he felt very bad that his son wasn't following in his ways. He wasn't a religious frumayid. And many Mefarshim say that what was bothering him wasn't that he wasn't till now. What was bothering him that he has to send them out. And now who knows what's going to be with him. Shiyatza l'tarvus ro could mean ad achshav, till now. He went off. Or maybe it means shiyatza l'tarvus ro. Now that he has to send them out. Who knows what's going to be with him in the street, so to speak. He's not at home anymore. He's not under the protection of his father, whom Barchov, Mistovev Barchovot, Tefker. That's Yatzel Tarvus Roch. But Rashi actually says that the simple pshat is, Upshuto al Sha'amr loy l'shalchai. Actual tzivui, that he had to send them out, that was the difficult part. And like Pirkei Der Blaza says, no, that was the challenge of all challenges, the difficult of all difficulties. Obviously, from the words of the Pirkei, even more than the Akedah. Why? Why is it more than the Akedah? You know, Rabbi Isai, I grew up hearing my grandparents saying over a memra. It's called a saying. A memra. What was the memra? They used to say, kleine kinder, kleine problemen. Greise kinder, greise problemen. You know what that means? I didn't think so. It's Yiddish. I thought you know Yiddish. You don't know Yiddish? Okay. Banim ktanim, בעיות קטנות. בנים גדולים, בעיות גדולות.
גוד?
הידה לך, קום, למה לרנן? בוא נלמד. חינוך רבוי סי, is difficult. It's a tremendous challenge. It's an art. And it's a test. A test of the parents. This Nisayan was a Nisayan of a father, how he deals with a son. A son that's difficult. A son that's problematic. He's being told to send the son out of the house. You know, today, unfortunately, we deal with kids at risk. And parents are overwhelmed, they're bewildered. How do you deal with such a child? They need guidance. They knock their heads against the wall. It's very difficult, a parent that goes to sleep knowing that he has a son, that he doesn't know how to deal with him. Rabbi Sai, when you start unwrapping, uncovering the Nisoyin of Goresh, we start to realize that this was the Nisoyin for Avraham Avinu. He had a son that was kids at risk. And the Rabbeinu Shloim is telling him how to deal with it. And it's a difficult decision that he has to make. Maybe even more than the Akedah. So Rabbi Sai, let's begin with an Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says, Rabim Yitmu Me'avram Ech Giresh B'nai. Many wonder, Avraham Avinu, arayz va'afin akin fun shtub, throw out his son. Avraham Avinu, kam sholach ben im imay. Not only throw out the child with the mother. Everyone out of my house. Shakulam yitzu. Yeah. Zarak otam, lo rak shalach otam, giresh otam, zarak otam, reikam. With no food. You know, he sent them out to die. At least pack a trip for them. You know, you ever see you go on a trip, and you send your family on a trip, what do? You pack up the trunk. Here, you know what he packed them up with? Nothing. Go. How do you explain it? Where is the good heart of Avraham Avinu? Huh? Says the Eben Ezra, I wonder on those that wonder. I saw Alter from Kelem. He doesn't quote this Eben Ezra, but he elaborates on this point. Avram's whole life was kirov rechaikim. Anybody was welcome in his home. And this same person and same home is throwing out his own son. Half of a fella. Alta from Kelim. You hear the beauty, how he brings out the point. The Mekarev Rechaikim is Merachi Kreivim. Those are my words. But it's Meir Dikara, you hear? Atashamia. You know what it is? There's a kushi, l'adam shachai. His whole life is to bring and to take and to. Achshav mitzavim oto. Mitzavim oto, liot achzari. Lakachat lev rachum. Velagit lo tiyeh achzar. Rabim tmeim al zeh. Did you wonder? Answers the Eben Ezra, the terrors that you said. Vateimo me'elo shi'itmu. I wonder on those that wonder. Ki Avram also k'chol ha'shetzivo Hashem. Hashem told him. Hashem told him! V'ilo yanoisim mamun lahagir shaloi beratzin Sarah. And he couldn't even give them money. Why? Because Sarah wanted goresh. Goresh means throw them out. Not send them out.
Throw them out. Throw them out means without money. Get them out of the house right now. And Hashem said, "Kol ashtaymei lachasara." So that's it. He had to listen. If he would have given them money, if he would have given them car fare, if he would have given them. When you throw a guy out, the least you could do is give him car fare. I've been thrown out many times from places. I always get car fare. Something. They give you, on the way out, they give you a coffee, something, I don't know. Is that a sin when you brought me the coffee that I'm on my way out? And here, what happens? Nothing. Why? Because Hashem told Avram to listen to Sarah. And Sarah said, Garesh, out. So let's understand. What's the pshat that Avram is told to do this? And the answer, of course, is because Hashem said so. Avram listens. Whatever Hashem said, that's the koach of a tzaddik, that even though it's against his midas, it's against his nature, it's against his hashkafa, but if that's what Hashem said, that's what he said, right? So my question to you is, so what's the big nisayon then? No? You hear my question? Very pashut. Manavshach, if you come and tell me that it was impossible for Avram to do Nisayon, I got it. But if the pshat is that Avram is able to overcome everything to do what Hashem said, so then what is the Nisayon? What's the test? You think this is the first time that Avram Avinu overcomes everything because Hashem said? He does whatever Hashem said. His whole life he's been doing that. The Akedah, he shechts his son. Also, Hashem said. Hashem commanded him. So what's the difference between this and the Akedah? You hear my question? It's a tremendous question. You have to understand, what is the test? What was the shoresh, the root of the test? If Hashem tells him, and to us, it's Tmiya ala Tmiyim. Yeah, the Ebenezer learns, it's a question on those that question it. What's that? Yiddish Sakman, what's a Shaila? What's a Shaila? What's your question? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he listens to Hashem. So why is this a test? It's like any other part that he had to, of his life, that he had to go and do what Hashem said regardless. It's a Rabbi sign. Let me tell you what I think the answer is. Ready? Okay. Let's define and understand why did Hashem say Goresh as Amazois Vesbino? Why? Why did the Eibush to tell him to do such a drastic thing? You know, today they would have said, take him for counseling. Eh? Take him some Ritalin. What? No? Why all of a sudden do we have such a drastic punishment? What is this about? So let's learn a little bit. The Ramban says Pshat. Why Goresh Asa'om Azoiz Vezbeno? Says the Ramban, because he was Chayif. He was made of Al Yerusha. He was fighting over the Yerusha. See, we're not clear in the Rishonim and in the Gemaris what exactly was the chet, the sin, what he did. It's not clear. So Rabban learns here. Ki omro ha'eved amalig al adoinov chayiv hulamus oilal kaisai. Yeah. It's a halacha. Who was the adain? Sarah was the adain. They were making chayzik of Sarah. They were making chayzik malig al Yitzchak. right? They kept on saying, Avimelech Nisar Basara. They made a joke out of the master. Chayav. Yeah. That's what the Ramban says. Ki Amra Ha'ever Amalig Al Adayna Chayav Ulamus Ala Al Kaisai. So according to the Ramban, Garesh, that was the onish that was supposed to be for the chet that he did. It was a direct onish. This is it. This is what's supposed to be the punishment, the allotted punishment for what he did wrong. This is Ramban, you hear? I don't know how many people know this, because Rashi says he did Avodah Zorah, and he did Gil Arayis, and he was shooting arrows, he was ready to kill Yitzchak. Ramban doesn't go with all that. It was the day of the party of Yitzchak. You're making a joke out of Yitzchak. Ooh, you make a joke out of Yitzchak? What do you mean? He's your master. The rule and the law is that if a person is malig al hadayin of chayiv ulamus, finished. Out of my house, you have to die. Chavetz Chaim. Chaim says that the reason why Garesh et Amah Zadved Bina is because he was a Be'er Hashpa on Yitzchak. Be'er Hashpa. You look at the Medrash says clearly that it was more about Yitzchak than it was about Yishmael. Simply you say that Yishmael need to get punished. Right? No. Yishmael didn't need such a drastic punishment, but he had to get out of the house. He had to get him out of the way. Why? Because Yitzchak. He was a bad influence on Yitzchak. Many G'dayli Yisrael use this as a guide. When we throw people out of a yeshiva, are you allowed to throw someone out of yeshiva? The Chazon Ish said that in order to throw a person out of yeshiva, you need a bez din of Chav Gimel, of 23 dayanim. Because just like mita, just like when you kill somebody, there has to be a psak of a bez din of Chav Gimel. Throwing someone out of yeshiva is mita, you're killing him. Yeah? You need a bez, and we don't have it. You have a bez of Chav Gimel every time you throw a kid out of yeshiva? Chazon Ish said this. You're not allowed to throw a child out of yeshiva unless you get the psak of a bez din shel chav gimel kemo chiyuv mita. But, on the other hand, when a child is a bad influence on the rest of the children in the class, then you have to send them away. It's not about a punishment for the person, for the child, but rather, what is it? It's to save the others from a bad influence. And this is what we learn, according to many, here in Yishmael. The drastic garesh was because of bad influence on Yishmael. Hilo Yirash, Ben Oma Azois in Bini Yitzchak. It won't go together. Yitzchak cannot be Yitzchak, and he cannot inherit the beautiful, illustrious heritage that Avram is going to give him. If he has what? The Ben Ha'am on his side. Bad influence, bad chavrusa. He's got to go. So an interesting medrash. And I want to be magnum to this medrash. A very interesting pshat on a pasuk. The medrash will open up to us a much deeper understanding of what Yishmael did, and that why Avram had to respond the way he did. You know, in the parasha we find that before Hashem punishes Sdaim, he says, I have to tell Avram about it. Why do I have to tell Avram about it? Yadativ lemana sheyitzave esbono vesbeisai achrov v'shomru esderech Hashem. I need to tell Avram. What do I like Avram? What do I like about Avram? I like about Avram, ki yitzav is bonav is beis ayachrov.
that he's going to give over to the children and to his household to continue in the Derech Hashem and the Derech HaMitzvot. The Chasam Soifa learns that it's opposed to Chanoich. Chanoich and Noach also were big tzaddikim, but they didn't influence the generation and the people around them. And Avraham Avinu influences the people around him. Other Mefarshim learn that it's not a broad kiruv rechoikim Milo that Avram had. What was his Milo? Ashi Yitzav is Bonav Chinuch. He was a tremendous mechanech. Here, Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully. What does Hashem love about Avram Avinu? It says in the Pasuk that the Eibush says, I have to tell Avram about Tzdaim. Why do I have to tell him about Tzdaim? Because I like Avram. What do I like about Avram? I like about Avram. Here, let's see the pasuk. Hamechas ani me'Avram ashani yois v'Avram hoyir legoy gadol v'atzum v'nivrucha ki yadativ. Yadativ is a lashon of I know him well. I like him. I'm close to him. What is Hashem so close to Avram? Leman ashi yitzav es bonav es beis ach v'shamru derech Hashem lasi tzedaka mishpat. So the Mefarshim say, as opposed to the rest of the tzaddikim, who they are what? Tzaddikim more for themselves. They don't go out. They don't go out. They don't go out to be makar of others. And other Mefarshim say, it's not the broad kir of rechaikim that Avram did, but l'mana sheyitzav es bonav. It's the chinuch that he gave his children. He was a tremendous mechanech, Avram Avinu. And that's why Hashem loved him. What's so special about a mechanech? You know what's so special about a mechanech, Rabbi Yisai? And this we're going to develop in the shir. Chinuch is by example. Who you are, truly, will be reflected in the chinuch and how your children respond to the chinuch you give them. You know, Rabbi Yisai, you can't say one thing and preach one thing and be something else. It's not going to work. You want to know who the person is. You can look at some, not always. Sometimes, you know, there's nisyonos hachayim and the children don't follow the parents. But a lot of times, in Yiddish there's an expression, I think they have it in English today also, so you guys are safe. Eplach fallen is vayt from goyim. Apples don't fall far from a tree. They don't fall far from a tree. You know, actually, where this comes from, it's a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is like an apple. It's a Gemara on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael is an apple. Yeah. Did you know that? When you say the word apple, they think you're referring to a phone. No, Rabbi Yisai. We're an apple. I got it right. I hope that doesn't sound too stupid. Apple's on phones today? That's Apple phone? Oh, okay. Sometimes I say about technology and I make jokes and then people look at me and go, what is he talking about? Okay, I got this one right. Okay. You should know Apple, you hear? Is you. You're an apple. I'm an apple. Why am I an apple? Gemara says, Klal Yisrael's daimel tapuach. Why? Because we said nasa koydim lenishma, and that's the ma'al of an apple. Why? Because an apple also, its leaf grows before its fruit. So to Klal Yisrael said nasa koydim lenishma, and he brings a pasuk ketapuach be'atze hayar keidoidi bein ha. Okay, you know what Tais asks on this? This pasuk is not going on Klal Yisrael. It's going on Hashem. Tosis says, a little bottom peches, the bottom Tosis. Tosis says, it's not going on Klal Yisrael. Ketapuach ba'atzei ayar. Anachnu Yisrael omrim etzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketapuach ba'atzei ayar. That Hashem is an apple. Says Tosis, what kind of pasuk you bring to prove that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are an apple?
from a pasuk that's saying that Hashem is in apple. Oneha chasam soifer. The Tosis leaves it blank. Tosis doesn't give an answer to it. Tosis says it should have brought a different pasuk later on. Sam Soifer says it's not a question. You know what the Gemara is trying to say? Since Hashem is an apple, and we are the children of Hashem, banim anachnu lakodesh baruch hu, we're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're also apples. No, that's where it comes from. Apples don't fall far from the tree. No, what do you want? It's a Gemara. It's a Tosis, a Tosis. No? Huh? Whenever a guy tells you apples don't fall far from the tree, yo, he's supposed to get some Tosis. Tosis. Tosis mefurash. Some Sofer says, that's the pshat. And the Gemara is trying to tell me this, that our ma'ala comes from Alot Shal Kosh Baruch Hu, Shanachnu Dvekim Ba'avinu. We're connected to our father, and we're domel avinu. Yeah? We're domel avinu. We're like our father. Haben domel av. Hamalot shel av nichnas. It's rooted into the children. Chinuch rabotai is the same thing. Ki adativ. You know what I love about Avraham Avinu? Look at the chinuch that he gives. When he says to do something, people do it. When his children hear the father say, this is the mitzvah, and this is what you should do, they listen. You know why? Because they see by example that that's what the father is. It's real. It's real. He is the quintessential mechanech, the dugma for the children, the av that makes ma'ase avot, siman lebanim, siman. You know, it's interesting words. Ma'ase avot is a siman lebanim. What is a siman? You know what a siman is? A sign. You look at something, you go, ooh, that's a sign. Oh, I look at it, and I see, wow, I have a siman. It's a sign, do this, do that. Mice of a similar bonnet. With this, I think we could start understanding how it was difficult for Avram to deal with the Yishmael. Avram, on one hand, is a tremendous mechanech. And he's mechanech with so much love. And he leads, and is mechanech with example. And look at Yishmael. And normally, how is he mechanech by mimikarev? And here he has to be mechanech by what? Karesh et ha'am ha'zois ve'ez b'no. You know, Rabbi Isai, don't think that in this nisayon is something Avram went through and we don't go through it in our child raising. Maybe we don't have it in the extreme that Avram had it. And the decision that he had to make, but we live it. Children do something wrong, or they're a bad hashpah on other children. It's lessons. This Nasa Avraham Avinu, the test of Gareches of Oma Zoysus Benon, is supposed to be that we should learn from it. And Avraham is the mechanech. It was a challenge to him. It was a tremendous challenge to him. The Rebbe Hashem is telling him, instead of being mekarev and loving, get him out of the house. But that's not, it's very difficult for me. And with this, I think we can understand something interesting. If you look at the Arachayim says something. Arachayim says, like this, what's the pshat? In Goresh, Esa'om Azois Vez Bino, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted that when he throws him out of the house, he should disown him completely. He's not my son anymore. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Arachayim. Says the Arachayim like this. I want to quote you inside because I don't want to misread it in any way. If you notice, the Pasuk says, Vayera Adovim Oy Ben Avram Al Oydois. Does it say Al Oydis Yishmael? No. Al Oydis B'noi. Says the Rechayim, Ashi chasa oisa sar lahaga ka'imra amavez b'no. You notice that what was he saying? Sarah was saying, ha'ama vez b'no. Why didn't he say, ha'ama vez b'ncha, your son? Sarah should have said, get rid of your son. Sarah was saying, it's not your son, it's her son. You ever notice that when people fight, how come everyone's laughing? That's not my son, it's your son.
Yeah.
And every time someone does something wrong, they blame the other parent. It's your son, yeah? It's not your son. Yeah? And that's what it says. Now that it's not my son, this is what's bothering me. You tell me to throw her out of the house, I got it. Maybe. Maybe I have to send them out. But you tell me I have to send them out and say it's not my son anymore. Oh, that's very difficult. You hear how they say? It's a megadig on chayim. You're listening. He didn't just say, send them out. Punish him. Punish him and tell him it's not his son anymore. I saw something interesting. The Chasam Sofer says a chiddush. Chasam Sofer says, what's the pshat that he was garesh his oma and he was vay, al yeiru beinechel anar val mosecho, don't feel bad. Kol ashetoyim ula soro, whatever soro tells you, shema b'kailo, she has ruach ha-kaydish. How did ruach ha-kaydish come in here? Listen to her, she has ruach ha-kaydish. So they bring from the Chasam Sofer an interesting pshat. Chasam Sofer said, what was bothering Avram? Hashem said he's no good. So what's bothering you? He's no good. What, do you want to have a bad son that does have a desire in your house? He was afraid and was bothering him. What about the grandchild? Who knows what's going to come from him? That's Al-Oidah's Benoi. Doesn't mean his son, this one, Yishmael. Al-Oidah's Benoi, his son, Yishmael's son. Yeah, Sam Seifer. Keldik Sam Seifer. What was bothering him is, what about the future? Maybe he'll have a grandchild and a great-grandchild of Duchula. And that's what was bothering him. Because otherwise, says the Chasam Sofer, if Hashem tells him he's no good, what's he so upset about to get him out of the house? And he says, that's the pshat. She has Ruach HaKadosh, and she knows that what? Nothing good will ever come from him. And if you take a look, there's midrashim that say clearly that there's no gerim that come from Yishmael. All gerim come from all nations. Esav, you could have gerim. From Yishmael, there's no gerim. No? Yeah, unbelievable chiddush. There was no hope for Yishmael. When I read this Chasam Sofer, I have to admit, I was bothered by it. It bothered me. The Chasam Sofer is learning that a father who's sending out his child, if he did Averis, if he did Avodah Zarah, why does it bother him? And the only reason what bothers him is because future generations, right, might come from him. To me, I think no. That even if it was a child that was completely off and he did Avodah Zarah, it's still his child. It's still his child. It's still his child. I can't, honestly, when I learned the Chasam Sofer, I was matmiya. How could the Chasam Sofer write a thing like this? Of course, I'm nothing compared to the Chasam Sofer. And I'm sure the Chasam Sofer was a tremendous father and a tzaddik. But to me, I look at it that the opposite, that even though, regardless of who he was, but he was still his son, that's Pshat Al-Oidah's Benoi. I would have learned the Pshat and the Pasuk, no matter what he did, it's still your son. It's still your son. You know, we're Banim Lashem. We're the children of Hashem. The Gemara says, Yisrael, since we're Banim, even if they're Chatu, we're still Banim, we're still children. Paskin like Remeya that says, Afo Pishachatu,
we're still banim. I think what the pasuk is saying is, at the end of the day, al oidais benai. I want to tell you a story. By this point, you already earned the story. Yeah? Okay. Once traveled to Eretz Yisrael for the yeshiva, they sent me to say shiurim in different yeshivas to recruit bachrim. On my trip there, I sat next to a gerachosid. In the middle of the trip, he turns to me and he says to me, would you like to hear something interesting? From the Ger Rebbe, I said, yeah, okay, that I figured already. You know, and I'm sure they, if you're going to tell me something, it's got to be from the Ger Rebbe. I said, I'd love to hear. And he tells me the following thing, that in the yeshiva of the Ger Chassidim, there was a boy that misbehaved. And he was such a bad influence on all the boys that they didn't know what to do with him. So the Menahel went over to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, what do we do with this boy? I think we have to throw him out of yeshiva. There's no choice. Like I told you, when a boy's a bad influence, garesh, you have to get rid of him. The Rebbe, in Ger Kotzk style, said one word, in Avi. You know what that means. I'll tell you what it means. And to where? I'm looking at the guy and I'm going, oh, did I miss the story? They just flew right by me. That was the end of the story. I'm looking at him. He says to me, you know what it means? I said, no. I have no idea what you're talking about. He says, let me explain to you what the Ger Rebbe said. Avi means and to where. What the Ger Rebbe was saying is, if he is our child, he is the son of our fathers here in the yeshiva, you want to throw him out? To where? The minute you throw him out, he's still your son. And now you have to deal with him on the outside of the yeshiva. So it didn't change anything. Your son always remains your son. In Avi, means where are you going to set? Where you? Garbage, you could throw in the garbage and the pickup comes and picks it up and takes it away. But your son, he remains your son, whether he's in this building or he's outside of this building. I never understood why the guy told me, because he didn't say one word to me afterwards. I never heard, not one word after this. We landed, he said goodbye to me, and that was it. And I always wondered to myself, why would he tell me a thing like this? I thought maybe because he thought I was in chinuch, I was a rebbe, maybe I told him I'm a magid shir. Fast forward many years, I was a rebbe here in the yeshiva in Queens, and I was sitting by a meeting of the rebbeim, and they were discussing to throw out a boy from yeshiva. And all the rebbeim, all of them, said that he has to leave because he's a very bad influence. And he's got to go, and he's not a good boy. What came to my mind? In Avi, where you want to throw him out to? And I told them this story. And they kept the boy. Today the boy is a magid shir in the yeshiva. He says shiurim in the yeshiva. The concept of it's your son. Wherever you throw him, he still be your son. I want to show you where I learned this from. Avram is told, Garesh es ama zois ves bino. Let's fast forward. The end of the parasha brings us the Akedah. Who went to the Akedah? Yishmael went to the Akedah. He went together with Eliezer. What's he doing back home? Ever think about it? I was wondering always. I don't see. He was told to throw him out. And all of a sudden, he's back on the scene. He's back in the picture. How did he get back in the picture? I have another question for you. It says clearly, by the Akedah, that Hashem tells Yitzchak, Avram, Kach nos binches yichidcha asher ahavto, take your son that you love. What does Avram say? My son? I have two sons that I love. I love both of them. Huh? It says, Garish is ha'om ha'zayis v'zbeno, he's not your son anymore. Something is not. Something's wrong here. Read the Chumash, the actual Psukim. Here he says, Garish is all mazoy zez b'na. The Mepharshim tell us he's not your son anymore. So how all of a sudden? It's in his he's in his house, it's his son. Never happened? The story of Garish is all mazoy just never happened? How do you reconcile this parsha and this parsha? It's in the same parsha. What happened here? I gradually saw a beautiful vart I'd love to share with you. I saw a vart. Reb Reuven Fein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was the Rashiv of Tayr Vadas. His father was a big Rov in Europe. And there's a book written about him. A big Litvisher Rabbonim. And he said a very interesting pshat. Hashem tells Avram, go and shecht your son. He asks, my son, I have two of them. Like we said, but it's not true. I thought you only have one. So he says that once Hashem said, throw him out of the house, and that he's not your son, so now he's a Yasim, right? Now he's my son because he's a Yasim. Avraham Avinu took him in afterwards. You're right, he's not my son, but now he's my son that I have to help because he doesn't have a father. You hear the beautiful pshat? You hear it? Well, he doesn't have a father. You told me that he's not my son? Okay, so he's a yatom. Okay, now he has a father because I took him in as a yasim. I saw the Nitziv. The Nitziv says a different pshat. The Nitziv says that only in relevance to Yitzchak, Yishmael wasn't Avram's son. But to say Hashem was telling him it's not his son, no. It's a chiddush, right? That only when it comes to Yitzchak, correct. But it's a nitziv. Rabbi Isai, you know what I would say the pshat is? That was the test that Avram Avinu had to have. The balance. The balance. On one hand, he had to send them out of the house as if he would be completely a stranger. And at the same time, he understood he still has to be Makar of him and that it really is still his son. Not his son, yes, his son. Not his son, yes, his son. This was the biggest test for Avraham Avinu. For Avraham Avinu, you know, Rabbi, I say raising children is very difficult. Raising children, people don't realize. Decisions have to be made. Sometimes you love, and sometimes you can't love. It's not easy. The Medrash tells us that you know what really went wrong with Yishmael? It's a Mefurash Medrash. Avraham Avinu was not mechanech him with a tough hand. He let him go. He let him have free. First Medrash. The Medrash says, we learn from over here, what Shlaim HaMelech says. Shlaim HaMelech says, Chayshich Shiftai, Sainei B'nai. Spare the rod. Avram spared the rod. Medrash. And that's why Yishmael, by Yitzchak not. He says, Yitzchak got it. Yitzchak like a and patch. As they suck the Medrash. Yitzchak Fred Kigan Patch. Yeah, Avram. Shmuel. Maybe because he was the Bechor. You have to work on this Medrash. But that's what it was. And therefore he turned out Latar Vizro. And could be, that's what's bothering Avram Avinu. That he failed in the chinuch of his child. That's what Rashi maybe means. Shiyatza Latar Vizro. I failed in my chinuch. The challenge that I have for chinuch. You know, Rabbi Isai, sometimes Rabbi Hashem tests us. We don't have a choice to do what the Eibush is telling us to do. The test is how we take the challenge. Garesh is almazois vez b'na. He had to do it. He had no choice. Remember, that was the question we asked. You had no choice. It's how he responded and how he reacted how he grew from it in lessons of chinuch and how to be mechanech a child. That's where the test comes from. The test is not what we do, but it's how we take it and how we grow from it. And I'll prove it to you. Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'meiladetcha. The test was to go. The Mefarshim asks, so what choice did he have? I said, Abish tells you to go. Do you have a choice? You don't have a choice. Akeda, the Mefarshim asks, he had no choice. You know what the Teretz is? It's not that he did it. It's how he did it and how he accepted the challenge. It says, Lech lecha lahanoscha ulatoivoscha. He had to accept it. Not that he actually did it, but how he did it. He did it thinking it was positive, it was something good for him. Lahanoscha ulatoivoscha. You know what the two lashayin is? What does it mean, lahanoscha ulatoivoscha? It's a double lashon. And the answer is very simple. Something could be a toiva for me. It could be good for me, but I don't enjoy it. A shot is very good. You ever see a parent tells a kid? A shot is, you need it, it's good for you. Yeah, but you don't enjoy it. La'anoscha l'tevoscha. We take it that it's not just something you'll have to swallow, a bitter pill, which is good for you. But it's la'anoscha also. Shana toiva umisuka. Why do we say Shana Toiva? Toiva necessarily means something that's sweet. Sometimes it's bitter. Sometimes it's bitter. Mesuka, we ask Hashem it should be Toiva and Mesuka. You notice that when he went down to Mitzrayim, what does he say? Tell them you're my sister. They'll give me good because of you. Rashi says, they'll give me presents. Presence. That's what's going through Avraham Avinu's mind. No, he was empty now. It was Rav. He went down to Mitzrayim hungry. So, but why? How's his wife? He's planning out how they should save his wife. So the issue is presence. The Farshim all, they asked this question. So I gave many different answers over the years. One answer I gave is he owes money. Listen, he owed money on the way in. When you owe money, you better make sure you pay up. Don't be so frum, I don't give me presents. No, take the presents. Later on, Malki Tzedek, he doesn't take the presents. Right? Malki Tzedek wanted to give him the money from Zdoim, he didn't want it. Yeah, but here, and Rashi Taka says, Bechazarasei parakafais, if he paid up his debts. A lot of times, okay, he's very religious. You know, he doesn't want to take money. Yeah, but you owe people money. Okay? That's one answer we gave over the years. Another answer, I think, which is true, Avram understood that if he's going down to Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is a tremendous test for him, he knew that it wasn't just that he'll survive it, but he'll walk away with it, l'hanoscha l'tayvoscha. Something very good is waiting for him at the other end of the test. In life, when we go through tests, it's not just the Rabbeinu Shalom survives, gives us survival. Hashem is giving us that eventually from it will come only good things. And you have to be maimon, you have to believe that. And that's lahanoscha l'tayvoscha. Not just it's good for you to go through this test, but lahanoscha, you'll have good from it, physical gain, you'll gain from it. And therefore, when he goes to Mitzrayim, he says, you know, obviously I'm going to come back with toiva. Italy matonis, I'll get presents from it. Tests in life is to bring good things from it. And that's the amuna. That's the amuna. That's the belief in every test. Let's go back now to the story of Goreshes Amaz Ois Vespino. Avram is given a tremendous challenge, and that is the challenge of what we call Chinuch Habanim. It's rough. Ramban says he was chayiv. We sometimes have to punish a kid. We got to do what we got to do. On the other hand, sometimes in the home, we have to make decisions where the kid maybe didn't deserve what he got. But influencing the atmosphere of the home, he was influencing Yitzchak, right? Then there's another concept of the house has to be with law and order. The Medrash says, like we just learned, that Yishmael wasn't given a strict hand.
It was lax. And I want to tell you how far the Medrash goes. The Medrash continues and says, we are Bonim Lashem, the Medrash continues. And Hashem deals with us in this fashion of chinuch as well. Hashem also gives us punishment and he's strict with us. Chaysech shiftai sayne b'nai. B'nai meaning what? Klal Yisrael as well. It's not just the father to the child, but it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. That's the end of this Medrash in Shmais. You know, Rabbis, I always wondered. Chinuch was given to a father. I always wondered about it. And there's a very famous expression. You don't have a license. You don't have to pass a license to be a father. You think it's a big... To be a doctor, you got to pass a license. No one ever had to pass a license to be a father. And the truth is, the life of your child is in your hand, just like the patient is in the hand of the doctor. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. How you mechanech your child will ultimately make you a bigger and better parent, which is a bigger and better person, and therefore ultimately klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a bigger and better person. That's lemana sheyitzave, yadativ. What the Rebbe Yishayim loved about Avraham Avinu was that he was mechanech. The reason why Hashem put the chinuch of children in our hands, that we should grow from it also. So the nisayin of chinuch habanim is actually whose test? It's our test as well. It's our test as well. The Chavetz Chaim lost a child in his lifetime. His older son, Rav Leib, he was the dayan of Radin. He was a giant. He was the big poisik in Radin. And the Chavetz Chaim, as Avraham Avinu, was very soft and loving and caring, and there was a challenge to him. And he said something interesting. He said, Rabbeinu Shloim, till now I had to share my love between you and my child. I love Hashem, I love my child. And it's dual love. And sometimes they conflict, Rabbi Yisai. How many parents think to themselves, you know, I'd rather my son be a doctor. I'd rather my son go out and make parnosa, have a good life. On the other hand, it's in the challenge of Avodas Hashem. Maybe it's better he should learn and he should daven. And he should minimize in the parnos. It's a dual challenge for a parent to make a decision. Do I give my son to Hashem completely, or do I give him completely to this world and a good life? Hannah gave her son completely to who? She'il to Hashem, he gave him completely to Hashem. We don't do that, but we need to balance it. It's a balance. Do we give our child everything he wants? Physical, monetary, or do we say, listen, we love Hashem. Bris Mila, what's Bris Mila? We take our son, and we make a bris, we're giving him somewhat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the tremendous balance. Said the Chofetz Chaim, till now, I had to share. Now that I lost my son, all my love goes to who? It goes to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now my love completely is to you. And the Chafetz Chaim said that where did he learn this from? He learned this from a Jewish mother, a simple Jewish mother from the Spanish Inquisition. Her child was killed in the Inquisition. And as she hovered over the body of her child, she spoke these words, Rabbi Yishlam, now my whole love is all for you. And he said, if a Jewish mother, simple Jewish mother, could reach this height of awareness and love for Hashem, I for surely could reach it and speak out these words. Chinuch Habanim is complicated. It's difficult. Very difficult. It's a challenge. How do we take the challenge? On one hand, it's Avram's son. On the other hand, what? The child has to be sent away. Avram Avinu is torn. He's torn between love. To take a child and sacrifice him to Hashem was not as big a nisoyin as Goresh Sa'om Azoisa's Bino. I go back to the original question. The Akedah was less than this? Yes, it was. Because the Akedah, he took somebody he loved for somebody he loved. Over here, what was he doing? He was pushing away, taking away love from a child because of the love of the Eibishter. That was very difficult for Avraham Avinu. A child for Hashem, complete devotion to Hashem, he was able to do, to push a child away because Hashem said so. And what did he understand? That even after all that, it's still my son. I still have to love him. That was difficult for him to the point that what? He takes him back right after Goresh. You're right, Goresh. So the Eibishter must have meant, what did the Eibishter mean? Send him out. But right away, what do we find? He's back on the picture. He's back at home. When Hashem says, take your son that you love, no, I love both of them. What do you mean? And the Teretz says, it's not a contradiction. Hashem said, you got to send him out. In English, we call it tough love. You got to send him out, yeah. But you got to love. You got to love. And that's a difficult path that every parent has to take. I want to show you something interesting. They say over one of the great rebbes, I believe it's the Rav Shitzer, that had a child that did not follow in the path of his parents. He went off. Yet the Rav Shitzer dealt with him with so much love. He turned to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm just a person. I love my child. Even though he was rebellious, you, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the master of the world, the creator of the world. You for surely should love your rebellious children. You hear? Chaim Shmulevitz, Echad Tzadik Levracha, used to travel to Yad Avshalom. Yad Avshalom is the monument over the grave where Avshalom, the son of David, is buried. Avshalom rebelled against his father terribly. Avshalom, yes, possibly fit the MO of a Ben Sarah Moir. David HaMelech davened for him. Avshalom Bini, 10 times, he called him Bini. 10 times. And every time he said Bini, he elevated him from one level of Gehenna. That's what the Gemara says. Avshalom Bini, he lifted him up from one level of Gehenna. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to go and pray before Yom Kippur and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, David HaMelech understood the rebellious child is still Bini, and that no matter what, a father is able to be Meichel, he's able to overcome everything and have love and forgive. Rabbi Hashem, you're our father. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz took the chinuch of a child as a model role in growth to become a better and bigger Jew close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You see? The lessons of Chinuch Raboisai. You're the father. Think of how the Rabbeinu Shloim is our father. I grew up in my father's shul. There was a Jew who would read the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah, the first day, and he would cry hysterically almost on the pasuk of Goresh Sa'ama Azois Vesbina. He would cry hysterically. And I never understood why. And I know there were people in the synagogue that mocked him. What are you related to Yishmael that you care so much? Well, what's, what are you so overwhelmed about? Yishmael, big deal. Goresh Sa'ama Azois Vesbina. I knew this Jew. He was a Talmud Chacham. He had tremendous insight in Torah. He was a tremendous chash of a person. And I knew it came from somewhere. He had Hasidic lineage. I knew it came from somewhere. The fact that he was emotionally moved by Goresh Sa'ama Azois Vesbina. I didn't know why, but I knew it had to be something. And over the years I pondered, why Bechlal is that something we read on Rosh Hashanah? But why are we reading about Hashem Pakar Esara? Okay, that I hear why it's on Rosh Hashanah. Why? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Pakad et Sarah happened on Rosh Hashanah. Good. But the whole story with Yishmael, and then it goes into Avimelech, it's almost the second day we read the Akedah. That makes sense. I hear that, the Akedah. Why are we reading Hashem Pakad et Sarah? Continuing with the whole story with Yishmael. Now you have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, one of the lessons that is for Rosh Hashanah is taken from Yishmael's reaction to this garish that he was thrown out of the house. He's thrown out. He's in the midbar. And what happens? He's ready to die. He davens to Hashem. Ayishma Hashem al kol anar. No? Basher Husham. Hashem listened to him because at that moment he was still good. We spoke about it. He wasn't really good. He was mitzachek. He was thrown out of the house for a reason, right? Too good he wasn't, right? He wasn't a good boy, and that's why he was thrown out of the house, right? We discussed that at a different time, okay? But the Gemara says, we learn from over here that Hashem listens to the prayer of a person, Basher Husham, the way he is, and therefore Rosh Hashanah, we come and we say, Rabbi Hashem, Basher Husham. This is who we are. Basher Husham. Today we're clean. Today we want to do tshuva. Don't look at the past. Don't look at the future. Basher Husham, right? Isn't it interesting that we learn it from Yishmael? It's an interesting thing. I thought about it. It's an interesting lesson. We're learning from Yishmael a concept which is nageh to Rosh Hashanah Basher Husham. Yeah, not Yishmael. And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, there's something very emotional, very sensitive. Goresh Sa'oma Zois Vesbino. When the child sins, what happens? There's a part of the Nisayan of Avram, a child who sins, what happens? And the lesson is, Vayishma Elokim El Kol Hanar Basher Husham. Rabbi Yisrael, we also sin. We did things that the Rabbi Hashem should throw us away. Yet still, Yishmael Kim al Kol Anar Basher Husham. It echoes the child that rebels, the parsha of Hagar and Yishmael, the child who rebels. And what is the reaction to the child who rebels? Basher Husham. We look at him at the moment. We give him a chance to do tshuva. He's still a child. He's still a son. And that becomes the lesson of Rosh Hashanah as well. And I believe that's what this Jew, this Alter Yid, my father's shul,
he felt it was misragish in the parsha of Goresh Sa'omas Oisves Beno. Panimano Nachnu Lamokai. We are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chinuch should be taken as a lesson, as an opportunity to grow. We should grow. Al tachshov she'atem mechanchim et hayeled. Techanchu et atzmechem gam kim boto zman. Be mechanich yourself also. In English we say it takes two to tangle. Don't blame your kid for everything. Most of the things you can blame him for. But some of it is you too. You want him to grow. Yadativ, you got to be example for him. How you respond to what he does speaks volumes of you as well. And that's the nisayin of Goresh Sa'oma Zois Ve'ezbeno. Avram had a tremendous test. How does he deal with the home? Where the home is all problematic. One child is doing good, the other child is bad. The influence, the problems. And the Rabbi Yishon tells him he's got to be tough on the child. Yet what? It's his child. The love. It's very important that when you mechanech your children, never forget Shneim ani oyhev. When one child is better than another, here you have a case where Hashem tells him, throw him out, consider him not, send him out without a penny, without even car fare. That's what we began the shiur with, without even car fare. Throw him out like, excuse my expression, like you throw a dog. So if you're a hunt, far from my roi, Avram turns around and says, Shneim ani oyev, I love them both the same. That's the koyach of Yedativ. L'man Hashem Yitzave, Ez Bonov, Ez Beisa Yachrov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.